This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
Here at Audi, we have some good news to share with the world. Unfortunately, our good news is bad news for our competition. So to soften the blow, we brought in the very best at delivering bad news. Someone's mom.
The Audi A4 is the biggest, fastest, most fuel-efficient car in its class. Oh, honey, I know it's hard to hear, but it'll be okay.
I'm David Jones, inviting you to test drive an impressive new Audi A4 Premium today at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at GeraldJonesAudi.com. Audi. Truth in engineering.
Well, Scott Wilson is the director of golf at the Streamsong Resort. And in a few short years, Streamsong has become one of the great golf destinations in the country. It is a pleasure to welcome Scott Wilson to the Augusta Golf Show for the very first time. Hello, Scott.
Hello, how are you?
I'm great. Thank you for taking the time to do this.
Well, you're welcome. It's my pleasure, and thanks for having us on.
Tell me how Streamsong started. Tell me how it began.
Well, the mining industry came through years ago, and areas of this property are 50 to 100 years old in the industry, and they wanted to, they being the Mosaic Company, wanted to reclaim the land with something that was able to give back to the community and to nature, basically. And a golf course was decided upon, and then the main part was to get the correct architects here on the property, and that's where it came to be that Tom Doak, Bill Corr, and Ben Crenshaw were chosen to design these great golf courses.
Who's the visionary? Who was the one that looked at this piece of land and said, I think we can do golf courses here?
Well, Rich Mack is the sponsor, the executive sponsor from Mosaic, and he came on board with the original setup of the company and had a golf background in amateur golf. And just looked at it, and it spoke to him, and the sand, the undulations, the wild grasses and birds, all kinds of different nature out there. And it was just a perfect setting for golf, being sand-based, and it kind of snowballed from there.
There are currently two golf courses at Streamsong, the Red and the Blue. Let's talk about them. Tell me about the Red first.
Well, Streamsong Red is the golf course that was done by Bill Corr and Ben Crenshaw. And this golf course is probably the premium is on the tee ball. And both golf courses are going to be tough on putting, but if you can get it online with some speed, with the right speed, you're going to be very successful around the greens. But the tee ball is a little bit more of a premium on Streamsong Red.
What about Blue?
Okay, and Blue, very wide alleys and avenues into the greens. But the golf course starts on the approach shot into Tom Doak's green complexes. They're fabulous. You've got a lot of movement in them, and if a person comes down from the north where they're used to a little bit more fluffy rye grass or grass from up north, and coming down in the winter time might experience a little bit of shock to their system with these firm, fast conditions. And chipping around the greens are going to be a little bit more of a premium. And with the tight lies, you might not want to use the lob wedge. You might want to go to a 7-iron or a 6-iron or a putter and keep it low and keep it rolling, because that's the name of the game out here, is the ball on the ground and letting it release to the hole.
I have not had the chance to come. I have seen photographs. I've seen pictures. It looks unlike any other Florida golf course. Is that part of the appeal?
Oh, most definitely. But I think I'll correct you and say that they do not look like any other golf course I've ever seen. it's bits and pieces from different areas of the world. You'll see a little bit of Nebraska the sand hills. You'll see a little bit of the Oregon coast, a little bit of the Irish or Scottish coast. And, some people have come here from Ireland and said, that looks like Ballybunion. I think of a couple of holes that look exactly like Sand Hill, Nebraska. So you're going to get bits and pieces and flavor, but as Bill Kaur says, you don't see the dunes and lakes next to each other very often, and he's never seen it in his life. And that was the draw for those architects to come and see what could be done here. There's so many good golf opportunities in Florida, and this is just different enough to be something that is unexpected and definitely grabs your attention when you walk through the doors out on the golf courses.
We are talking with Scott Wilson. He is the director of golf at the Streamsong Resort here on the Augusta Golf Show. Besides the golf, tell me about some of the other amenities at the resort.
Well, we have quite a few things in the clubhouse. We have 12 rooms, and the clubhouse was opened at the same time as the golf courses back in late 2012, and that was basically our accommodations for the first year. And then the lodge came on board in 2014, and the lodge has 216 rooms and many outlets for dining, and also comes right with its own fishing. Right outside the back door of the lodge is great bass fishing. In fact, we had some people come out the other day that got on the Hall of Fame of our fishing roll, and it was a 9-pound bass that they pulled out of the lake.
Good for them. Is this primarily a guys, a buddy trip retreat, husbands and wives, families come? Tell me a little bit about the feel of the resort.
Yeah, I think it's probably safe to say that the majority of the play is guys and buddies trips, but it has other things to offer too, with the spa and with the fine dining. We really have a lot of selection here at the resort, and we're not limited just to guys. We have quite a few ladies coming through. We had some ladies' trips from the Sarasota area that they just come up for a few days and just get away, and it was 12 to 16 ladies at a time. So we've had some great trips out here other than just the boys.
Do I hear rumors of a third course?
You do. In fact, Streamsong Black is starting in earnest very shortly, and that is with Gil Hahn's design, and we're really looking forward to seeing how that shapes up. And it's looking like a great piece of property. It's just to our south-southwest, and within a mile's drive once the road is completed, and that is coming on board in the fall of 2017.
Probably been neglectful in this. Tell everybody where Streamsong is in Florida, Scott.
Okay, we're due south of Lakeland, which is somewhat in the middle of the state, but a little bit west of Orlando, a little bit east of Tampa. And we're about an hour from Tampa International and an hour and a half from Orlando.
How has the resort exploded in an exponential way, more than the hopes and dreams of the company?
That's a tough one to answer.
Because the hopes and the dreams were big?
What's that?
Because the hopes and the dreams were big?
I think it's been fantastic. The lodge has brought in a customer, and that is a Midwest to Northeast golf customer that is golf-centric, and they're really here for the golf. And then with the other amenities, and I forgot to add in there the shooting place, it really is an all-around resort now with these different amenities that we do have. And people are starting to come not just for the golf, but for a relaxing weekend with spouses, also coming down to do the shooting clays, to do the bass fishing. They're having a great time off the golf course also.
I hear nothing but great things about it. I can't wait to see it. Scott Wilson, the director of golf at the Stream Song Resort. Scott, thank you for taking the time to do this. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure, and thank you for having us on the air.